Take me out of my comfort zone. Let me be still. See yourself on tiptoes, one hand up, shielding your gaze from the bright sun and the wind. You're standing atop a high mountain, way, way up, in the lands of the past and the future. The mists of time swirl around you. It is cold. You are alone, abandoned, lost and afraid in a world you do not understand. The ground constantly shifts. You cannot keep your balance. And with your head above the clouds, you constantly fear attack from below. This is the new comfort zone. Welcome. I may be the first to actually describe it to you. The gods of the internet are a wild and clever bunch. They have found a way into yours and the collective brain, and they are loving it. Their long, thin, bony fingers are wiggling about inside the oldest part of your brain and making your mind and body do crazy things. This is why you are on tiptoes, one hand up. These clever gods, with their long bony fingers, are prodding deeply inside your limbic brain. And you don't know where that is. You don't know where you keep it. You may never have even heard that you have one. It is how you keep safe, how your body is driven to anxiety, fear, stress, and those three magic words: to feel oppressed, horrified, and offended. These long, bedraggled, and gruesome fingers are invisible, and they come out through the social media apps, the shiny, mirror-like screens, the horror films, and the news sites. They pinch, prod, and flick and squash a tiny, tiny part of your limbic brain over and over, because you cannot hear, are too seduced by fear. You cannot hear that you need to step away. The key to their power is this: you do not realize, refuse to remember, that you are the divine incarnate. And you do not realize that to remember this, to pull yourself together, you need to step away from the long, bony fingers and land on your feet, on the ground, in stillness and in presence.